Multi-wavelength study of blazar 4C+01.02 during its long-term flaring activity in 2014-2017, by Malik Zahor et al. We conducted a detailed long-term spectral and temporal study of flat-spectrum radio quasar 4C+01.02, by using the multi-wavelength observations from Fermilat, SWIFT-XRT, and SWIFT-UVOT. The two-day bin gamma ray light curve in the 2014-2017 active state displays 14 peak structures with a maximum integral flux E greater than 100 MeV of 2.5 plus or minus 0.2 times 10 to the power of minus 6 PhCm 2S1 at MJD 57579.1, which is approximately 61 times higher than the base flux of 4.1 plus or minus 0.3 times 10 to the power of minus 8 PhCm 2S1, calculated by averaging the flux points when the source was in quiescent state. The shortest gamma ray variability of 0.66 plus or minus 0.08 days is observed for the source. The correlation study between gamma ray spectral index and flux suggests that the source deviates from the usual trend of harder when brighter feature shown by blazars. To understand the likely physical scenario responsible for the flux variation, we performed a detailed broadband spectral analysis of the source by selecting different flux states from the multi-wavelength light curve. A single-zone leptonic model was able to reproduce the broadband spectral energy distribution, SED, of each state. The parameters of the model in each flux state are determined using a chi-caret-2 fit. We observed that the synchrotron, synchrotron self-Compton (SSC), and external Compton (EC) processes produce the broadband SED under varied flux states. The adjoining contribution of the seed photons from the broad line region (BLR) and the IR torus for the EC process are required to provide adequate fits to the GEV spectrum in all the chosen states. This was multi-wavelength study of blazar 4C+01.02 during its long-term flaring activity in 2014-2017, by Malik Zahor et al.